The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. The phone lines here are 605-4567. It is the 9th of December, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Sue.
Good morning, Carl. How was your weekend?
My weekend. You know what? I was just telling the ladies here that I said no to something and had a great weekend. I said no to something, and so I got to stay home while Linda went out with it. And right there in the middle of the rain. Plus, I really did go out and get the Christmas tree.
Oh, how fun.
We went for the live Christmas tree this year.
You did?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
surprised because of the rain.
Shasta College. It was incredible rain. And I drove out there. Peter Griggs. I said, hey, do you have any of these out there? And he calls me. He said, yeah. And so I zipped out there. He waited for me. He didn't have to do that, but he's such a good guy, head of all their public relations out there. So I get out there. And Shasta College, these kids had it. I mean, it was wired. I came in. I parked. I went in. I looked around. All these great trees. Found the one I wanted. This girl handed me a little strip of plastic with a color on it. I went in and paid, and while I was doing that, they took the tree, they cut off, you know, like an inch of it at the bottom so it'd be fresh, trimmed all those little branches around so you could stick it in the thing, and then they put one of those nets on it.
That is so neat.
Threw it in the back of my truck, whoom, out I went, and that place was crowded.
That's good.
Really great looking trees there, so that was Saturday, and yesterday I taught, so it was a great weekend.
I'm so glad.
So what's the... And it didn't rain yesterday. It was beautiful yesterday. I think I got a little sun on my cheek.
Well, today, it's going to be sunny again. A high of 60 as overnight lows drop down to 38 with increasing clouds. Now, tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday, there's a chance of showers, around 20% for tomorrow and Wednesday. A high of 55 tomorrow, low of 41, 56 for Wednesday with a low of 44. For Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, a chance of showers, and you can expect a high of 56 for Thursday, 58 for Friday, and it looks like for Saturday, rain likely and a high of 54, lows dropping down in the 30s, but by Sunday, sunny again with a high of 53, so another great Sunday in store. It's currently clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 44, 43 in Anderson, 37 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 39 degrees in downtown Redding. So far, so good. All roads are open. Now, Carl, back to you.
Good. Hey, look, the weather and road conditions are brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And I am sitting here with Shining Care. Why am I saying affair? Shining Care.
A big event.
Oh, that's what it
yeah.
is? That's what it is, the Shining Affair
yeah.
from Shining Care. And I'm here with Joanne McCarley, who heads this up, and Colleen Nelson, who is the one that keeps things kind of, you're like the Segundo. You keep cracking the whip on everybody.
Oh, I keep her busy.
A lot of things. You know, you've launched this this Lunch and Learn program, which is really a fantastic program. Can you tell our listeners what that's about?
Yes, I'd be happy to. We're really excited about bringing this to the community because so often we see people that and get calls from people that are in the middle of a crisis and they're just, you know, overwhelmed. And now they're trying to make big decisions about long-term care and options and such. And it's really hard to make a decision when you're in crisis, and especially if you don't know a whole lot about what you're dealing with. So this Lunch and Learn series is provided to the community so that people can be informed ahead of time and have discussions with their loved ones and friends and make informed decisions about what they want to happen. And so when the time comes that they need to have a plan, they're ready.
Well, you know what? I've run into that when I've been helping an elderly couple. And he had diagnosed with dementia. So many things had not been done. And just trying to figure out, you know, what do you want to do? And what about your finances? And what about this? And what about that? And more. And it takes, I mean, it takes months. I mean, you've got to do planning. If you do planning, it doesn't take months. But if you don't do planning, it takes months, especially if there's a conservatorship involved, as we know.
That's right.
So this is just great. This is your second one. Is this your second one?
Yes, and we've done some over the years, we're ramping up for 2020, and our plan is to do one a month. And so we're working on the series. There will always be every month the same core information available, but we will be partnering with different agencies, and so there'll always be also an abuse and fraud prevention component as well, because sadly that's a huge issue across our nation, but the statistics show us that it's disproportionately high in Shasta County area.
Really?
North and the far north state. So we're all about prevention and making sure we all have a good life. And so being wise and knowing how to prevent fraud and abuse is key.
Okay, now this Wednesday, December 11th, there's going to be at the Redwood Park Community Room. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and where is that?
That is off North Market on Twinview.
On Twinview, yeah. Okay.
And they'll have people helping them park their cars there. It's a little bit smaller parking area, but they're okay. Making room for everybody who wants to attend.
It starts at 11:30 and it ends at 1:30, but lunch goes from 12 to 1, but the resources exhibits are there. And what are some of the subjects they're going to be talking about?
Well, the highlighted subject this time is about nursing home discharges, what to know before you go. Huge issue. And so Tracy Barber, our ombudsman program manager, is fabulous. And by the way, the PSA 2 long-term care ombudsman program is the major sponsor of this Lunch and Learn event. And so she'll be talking about what you need to know before you go to the if you have to go. And most, this is something that at some point most people end up in a rehab hospital at some point in our lives before, you know, as we age. And so it's good to be informed about what your rights are and how to navigate that system. And then when it's time for you to go home, have the right things in place. So that's going to be really good. And then we'll be talking about also how to know when safety and well-being are at risk. Colleen is going to be talking about a little bit about how to be a gatekeeper too, so we can help each other stay safe and well. And I'll be talking about basically the long-term care system and what all the different options are, because it's really confusing. What does Medicare pay for? What do you need to pay for privately? How much does that cost? The good news is there are a lot of options, and so we'll be sharing about that. And then we'll have the program manager, Gail, from Adult Protective Services there to talk about fraud and elder abuse risks and prevention.
Well, you know, I just had a friend just tell me this most horrible story about elder abuse and elder fraud with her family. And it was absolutely scary. And it happens a lot of times when you are not there in the same town with your elderly relative. It's somebody else kind of like insinuates themselves in there. And then all of a sudden, they're living in the house. In fact, I've had two friends that this has happened to. And it takes forever to try and get this thing solved. And then all of a sudden you find out there's a check been written. Now, what, you know, yes. And it's and then there's another check written, but it may not be the signature of the person. I mean, this is a big crime.
It is.
And it can absolutely devastate somebody that may have some savings to take care of them as they move on. But all of a sudden they've been ripped off by just thugs.
Yes.
And they don't care. They're there to, you know, for themselves. So this is a big thing, fraud and elder abuse risk and prevention techniques. This is going to be one of the things that's going to be Wednesday. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple other things that are coming up with Shining Care. And this first one, of course, what we're going to talk about is Sleep Number. Sleep Number, the perfect gift for Christmas. What can I say? You know, when we were traveling for a week and you sleep in different beds and in the hotel. I slept in a hotel in Pahrump, Nevada, and the bed, when you kind of like laid on the bed, it was like, you know how the edges of the bed, it was almost like, so I couldn't roll out of bed. You kind of sunk into it. And then went to the kids, and they had a nice bed, but it wasn't a Sleep Number bed. And then in Seligman, Arizona, I don't even want to talk to you about that bed. But we couldn't wait till we got home to our Sleep Number beds. And last night, as I crawled into my Sleep Number bed, set it to my personal Sleep Number setting of 60, and Linda set her Sleep Number setting at 45, boom, we were out. Usually dog wakes me up during the night. No. I just went through the night, woke Linda up a couple times, but hey, we take turns at that. But I am telling you that with the individual technology that are here, with all the holidays going on, you need rest. We were all just talking that we're being, it's look how huge it is. Yeah, I said no to something. Whoa, during the holidays, you don't do that. So you need sleep, and Sleep Number is the way to do it. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust each side. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping better. I tell you what, you're not going to find a better bed than this, and what a great present for your family. You know, the kids need lots of sleep. You need sleep. Go down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, and right now, the Sleep Number 360 smart beds from $999 only at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:16 in the morning.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It is the 9th of December. That means that you only have, what, 14 shopping days? Is that right? That can't be right. No, you've got 15 shopping days. No, yeah. You've got 16 shopping days.
Do you include Christmas?
Of course I include Christmas, because a lot of times guys are out that morning. You're trying to find, okay, I just don't know. I want, so, but what's open on Christmas
morning? Like a pharmacy.
Oh, I didn't think about the pharmacies. I was always using 7-Eleven. Linda has a collection of combs. She thinks it's kind of funny. I wrap it nice, though.
Oh, well, that's all that counts. You know, it's a thought that counts.
I always thought that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional. No, that's not true. The thought. Yeah, the thought's there. However, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, specialist in emergency care. We were talking about tubing down Mount Shasta after drinking hot buttered rum. And I said, that's good that their emergency room is set up to take me, because it would you can be seen in less than 30 minutes. I don't know how long it will take to extract the tube from me at that point and pump my stomach. But they will see you in less than 30 minutes, get you in and out of there. They have formulated their plan, so they have more people in there. They've got the so that you're not sitting there for hours like a lot of times you do. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. I'm here with Shining Care with Joanne McCarley and Colleen Nelson. You know, I was remiss on this. What exactly, when people ask me, what exactly is Shining Care? What do you do?
You know, it's hard to explain because we do a lot.
You do so many different things. But tell us, you know, what Shining Care is for our community.
Well, we're a local nonprofit, and we're here to bring hope and direction and peace of mind to people trying to figure out what to do. So, you know, aging can be rough at times as we get older and our bodies change and we have changes of condition. But we know that it doesn't have to be such a difficult time, and it can actually be a very beautiful, great time. And so we are here to provide resources and support and help to age well, and we're here for the whole family. And so when there's a change, one of the big things we provide is a risk and needs assessment. You know, what exactly do we need? what are our best options to provide for those needs?
You have a thriving aging life program.
Yes.
So as people get older, there's no reason just to sit there in front of the TV.
Absolutely.
And you take care of people. So what exactly is that?
So basically, that's figuring out what's needed to be as healthy as possible and to maintain the highest level of independence. And, you know, it's hard to, often it's hard to accept a little bit of help. Because, as I think most of us Americans, we're fiercely independent and pride ourselves in, you know, doing everything for ourselves and such. But there does come a time when it is important to accept a little bit of help. And my dad always used to say, he lived to be 96, an ounce of prevention is worth the pound of cure. So, you know, a little bit of assistance in the right places can keep you healthy and well and independent. And what we see so often is when folks don't accept that they need a little bit of help, unfortunately, they have a serious fall, a medication error, something bad happens, and then they lose all of their independence and they're living.
They end up being taken care of.
That's right.
So in right. many times. You also do training and coordination of family and friend caregivers. So
yes.
they can be there to be watching for the things that they need.
Yes. You know, a lot of different cultures, they do things a little differently than we do. They take care of each other. And we find that that really actually works. And most families and friends want to help out. It's just because we love our loved ones, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes what prevents us is we're not sure what to do and we're afraid to get in over our heads. And so a big part of what we do is we help family caregivers know what to do, what's the best way to support and help, and we support them. We have a website that's really fabulous. It's the Caregiving Compass website, and that's at shiningcare.org, or you can get to it by just Googling Caregiving Compass or shiningcare.org. And on there is a wealth of information, tips and articles and resources for aging life and caring for your loved one.
Okay. Now, they came on to talk about, I wanted people to hear about this because we do have an aging population, and in fact, I think we're going to be setting records for that as all those baby boomers age. Mm-hmm. I'm a baby boomer.
Me too.
Just to think about. But so on this Wednesday at the Redwood Park Community Room up on Twin View, is that right?
Yeah, right off Twin View.
Right off Twin View. It's called Lunch and Learn. Prepare for aging life, safety, and wellness. It opens at 11:30. Everything's free, including lunch.
Yes.
And you'll be able to hear experts on what to know before you go home from a nursing home. Say you're in a nursing home because you did have a fall or you had to have rehabilitation or something like that. What do you need to know before you go home? How to know when safety and well-being are at risk. Now, this is probably a great class for not just seniors, but also families. Long-term care systems and options for care planning. And trust me, if you have not started that, you need to listen to Joanne talk about this. And then, of course, fraud and elder abuse risk and prevention techniques. Unfortunately, even though we're the third coolest city in the United States, we also have a overabundance of fraud and elder abuse going on up here in the North State. So
it's true.
Now, do people have to call you? Can they just show up?
We rather they call us. We can keep a head count, make sure the folks that are over at Hilltop Estates that are providing lunch, that we can accurately give them numbers. So
cool. Okay. And you can call 232-5543. For information, or you go to shiningcare.org. If you have a question about it, you know, we're going to put this up on our safe on our Facebook page for that. If you don't have Facebook, you can always, like I said, give them a call at 232-5543.
Thank you
for what you do for our community, Joanne.
Thank you.
See, you used to, and you do a lot more than people think. You were a member of the Downtown Business Association that we had down here.
Yes. And I love Reading and our whole area.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And Colleen, you are just on the go all the time.
I try to. And shuffle some off to Joanne and keep her both of us are really busy.
Yeah, Colleen's a rock star, I say. And her main role is to educate mostly our businesses mm-hmm. to recognize when their older adult customers are showing signs of risk and equipping them to, you know, be able to help their customers mm-hmm. get connected to help. It's a really important program.
You know, banks are also on alert mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. things. If all of a sudden they see checks coming through and stuff like that.
Yeah, we just got done training Members First, and we've done quite a few banks. But mm-hmm. even in the community, it's more than welcome. I'll train one, I'll train them all.
Okay.
But the more eyes and ears we have out there, the less opportunity those folks that want to prey on our older adults have.
And I just wish everybody that was going out to visit their folks. Now, Linda's going to, that's where she is today, going down to pick up her folks from a three-week trip, 88 and 86. And I can't think of anybody taking advantage of them, but you know, it's happened once, you know, on the computer mm-hmm. where they wanted some information.
Mm-hmm. The scam artists are very savvy, and they really fool even anybody. It doesn't matter what age you are.
They're
very aggressive. And so really all of us need to be on guard and watch out for each other.
That's true.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, so that's this Wednesday, December 11th. For more information, call 232-5543 or go to shinycare.org. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned company, firearms instruction company in California, on over 40 sites. They teach up and down the state. Everything from concealed carry, and they're getting ready. They're looking at starting a program for defense of your home. It doesn't mean that, you know, you have to go out on the gun range. It's they'll come in and take a look at your home and give you ideas of how to better defend your home, you know, if you're in it. Find out more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages.
Armstrong and Getty here. We'll be on right after Carl and Linda's Free Fire Radio Show.
Join us right here from 9 till noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott here, and Linda's on her way. If you've been listening to the first segment, Linda's down on her way to pick up her parents at the airport. They've been gone for 3 weeks. They've been 88 and 86. Went on a three-week cruise to Thailand, Cambodia, Vietnam, ending up in Hong Kong. I hope that they weren't caught in the riots there. We haven't heard from them in 3 weeks.
Wow.
We have not heard from them in 3 weeks. Now, I will admonish them when they get back. At least you could do is drop a postcard. Something that says, hey, we haven't been kidnapped. Or
something,
you know, just June sold into the sex trade, you know, and so or something like that. I just, you know, so as soon as Linda picks them up, she'll give me a call and say, okay, they're fine. I'm sure they are. They do this. They travel and they make and they do these things. Look who just walked in. I have got to get you on. Look at this. Get on this. Get on that there, you little devil.
To me?
Yeah. This is Wade Riggs just walked in from Riggs Media with a big basket of goodies.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Wade, with the Santa hat on.
Yeah, I'm feeling festive today.
You look festive.
You look festive. How you doing?
Doing well.
Good. So what do you do for do you do a live tree?
Do we do a live tree?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's okay, you know, because this year we decided to do the live tree, and trust me, it's harder. I mean, you've got to, you know, Shasta College, of course, makes it easy, you know, to go out and get them. But putting it up last night was there were a few words being said that I, you know, because you want, you know, you have to get it and it has to balance, and then wait a minute, there's a little bear spot there. I've got a tree that looks like a bushy bear. And
see, that's why we
except one spot, and that's the spot I put out in front. So that'll be traded. That'll be changed.
Now we cheated because we have this tall window, and so we got this tree, and it's electronic. You hit a button, and it raises.
Oh, no.
From 6 to 10 feet. No. So you do the top, and then you hit the button, and it raises up. So it's
a go-go gadget tree.
And I'm short, so anyway. So it works out great.
Well, you know, this way you can kind of like, trim the tree and then push the button as it goes up, you know, trim some more. And
yeah, it works
trim
out
some
well.
More. Yeah, that works pretty good. And that way you can, you know, as it's going up, you get the top first and work your way down. Oh, that's a great idea. Now, we've used artificial trees. Daughter and husband decided this year to get one, and he and I are carrying out 100 pounds of fake tree. Oh yeah.
This 100 pounds of tree? That's a lot of tree, Carl.
It was 100 pounds. Yeah, well, 95 pounds, and we each took one end of it and took it out. Yeah, this is like a 10-foot tree, you know, and it's the trees today used to have to, you know, put the branches in. Now they're in there already. You just fold them. But it also is lit already. You know, it has those LED lights.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are doing that. And it looks cool. But there's nothing like a real tree.
Okay. Well, so you weren't giving me, like, a bad look there, were you?
Oh, no. I just said it was one of those Go-Go Gadget Christmas trees. You know the movie where everything expands, it's all electronic. I thought it was great.
Well, we used to do that. You know, when I was younger, we used to go get the tree, you know, go up into the mountains and you know, have our permit and go get, you know, cut the tree and do all that stuff. But as I got older, that became a lot of work.
what is, I can tell you a story when Linda and I went up in the mountains. We pick a tree, and I don't have like a tree saw. I have just like a, you know, like a, you know, a 2x4 saw. How long that took. But I got it down, got it into the truck, and we couldn't get it out of the truck. It was too big. So some guy across the street came, and the three of us carried it down there. And when we stood it up, it went up above the eaves of the house. And I looked at it, and I said, we've got a 9-foot ceiling. But, and so I cut off another 3 feet of the tree and took it in there, brought it back out, cut another foot and a half off.
Okay, you're cutting from the bottom, right?
Cutting from the, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, cutting from the bottom. At that point, I wanted to buy a chainsaw, anything to cut this tree, and we get it in there. It was one of the you know, our Christmas stories that we have. I hope you have a great Christmas.
You know,
man,
it's been a blessed year for us. So,
well, Wade, you're a good friend, and you know, when you do business with friends, you know, it's there's times that it's kind of like, what are you doing, you know, type of thing. And but you know, it's never interfered mm-hmm. at all ever with our friendship.
No,
and I appreciate that. And Linda and I both appreciate that. And look at you, bringing in a coffee cups and, oh, see, cookies. It may not make it out of the studio, the cookies this morning. Gosh, it's great. So thank you very much.
No,
buddy.
We love you guys.
Well, you know what? You do a lot for our community. And, you know, DJ Bobette, every time I see her everywhere, you know, doing, you know, out there supporting great causes. And I was just here with the Shining Care people mm-hmm. looking at next February's Gatekeeper Shining Affair, an elegant evening of entertainment to benefit at-risk elders. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be there as to emcee it, but there's DJ Bobette Riggs is there too.
Yeah, she stays pretty busy. Every now and then, you know, I wave at her as she's going out the door or coming back in, you know.
Well, people fly her to New York for gigs.
Yeah, she's really good at what she does. I'm really proud of her. She's really come into her own, you know, and far surpassed me. So I just kind of look at her in awe, you know, and feel very, very lucky that she's got bad eyesight.
Wade Riggs. Riggs Media. You represent a lot of people here in town, and I don't hear people complaining.
Well, that, you know, that's good news, isn't it, Carl? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I think it is. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back. But this portion of the show brought to you, we just talked with Shining Care about Home Helpers. Home Helpers is another organization that can help your seniors, help people that say you've busted your knee or doing something, you know, and you need some help a couple of days a week. Well, Home Helpers is there. Give Sharon a Clark. She'll come out. Sharon Clark a call, and she'll come out to your home. She'll work out a plan for whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. If anything ever happened to Linda's parents, I would want somebody like Sharon Clark and her people to be there. That's how good she is. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. We'll be right back after these messages.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar.
And I'm Dean Sams with the group Lone Star.
And we're happy to announce we're going to be touring together again for our 2019 Holiday and Hits Tour.
Now you're going to want to join us for an evening of greatest hits as well as a few holiday favorites.
That's right. Tickets are on sale now at philvassar.com.
And lonestarnow.com.
And it's going to be rocking. It's going to be great.
You're going to want to be there, and we look forward to seeing you for our Holiday and Hits Tour 2019.
Historic Cascade Theater, December 10th. Buy now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Good morning. Hey, phone lines here, 605-4567. And I'd just like to remind people that, you know, Christmas is coming and Four Winds Jewelry is there, and they've been there for many years. They have a big sales going on at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Everything from estate jewelry through beautiful necklaces, watches. You need a watch repaired. You want to get all of these things done at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. You know, the shooting at Pensacola, this is very troubling for a number of reasons. As you know, that when we have people in harm's way in Afghanistan and Iraq, every so often a local, people being trained by our forces over there turn, and they kill people. They kill, they've killed, you know, they'll kill instructors, they'll try to kill they'll try to kill Americans, wound Americans, and those are very, very, very difficult to stop because everybody's got guns and you're training them, and all of a sudden they turn around. Well, at Pensacola, we train all the naval aviators, whether you're a Marine or a sailor, but it's a very robust international community. We also train there. To train them, and it's one of the best aviation, you know, military aviation schools in the world, if not the best. So many people go there. Well, in this case, it appears that a Saudi Arabian second lieutenant from their Air Force was there going through training and picked up a gun, walked into a classroom and killed U.S. Naval Academy graduate, an airman, a naval airman that is 19 years old who enlisted after school. And by her name, I don't know for sure, but by her name, it was an Arabic name. And then another student. there before he was killed. Now, the Naval Academy graduate got out of the room. He'd been wounded several times and got outside and told the police when they were running in there where he was at and all of this before he died. So the sheriff's deputies that approached the guy got into a shootout with him. Both of the deputies wounded, but they killed the shooter. Now, there's more to it than that, though. It appears that he had put something up on social media saying the United States was bad. He says, not the people. And this was interesting because it's not the people, but what they're doing is wrong. So instead of writing a letter to the president saying you're wrong or to the Congress saying you're wrong, he takes a gun and he starts shooting his fellow students. Now, other reports coming out of this, and I can just say these are anonymous reports, so take it for that, was that he and several of his friends were having a dinner party where they watched mass shooting videos. And during the event, when he was in there, it appears that three other Saudis were there. One was outside videoing this. And two others were in the car watching. Well, you know, they can't see anything, but they were outside in the car. Well, they've picked up these three, and now they're looking for all the rest of the Saudi students. And as of this morning, there were still some missing. That doesn't mean that they were guilty by any means. It could be a number of reasons they weren't there. So, but the big thing is this. They're calling for all the Saudis to be sent home. That we need to go back and take a look at how we clear the students that are coming in there. But you figure out how many thousand students from other countries have matriculated through Pensacola at the Naval Air Station there at the flight school. And this has never happened before, of course. It never happens until it does. So what are the ways we are checking on seeing who gets over there? What kind of background checks are done to see if there's been some kind, if this truly was radical terrorism, which it appears to be, excuse me, how do we check? What are the background checks? What does the country do? What do we do to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen? And this was the second event on a naval base, because as you remember also last week, they had a shooting at Pearl Harbor, where a sailor from one of the submarines, nuclear subs, picked up a gun and shot two people in the shipyard there, and then shot himself. Lots of different things. You know, these things that are happening there, when you see this, it makes you wonder what kind of background checks, what kind of, and not so much for the sailor from this sub, as he could have very little information about that. Okay, now, there's somebody on the phone? All right, let's go to the phone. Dolores.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I just want to remind everybody out there that I know we're busy out there for getting ready for Christmas and all that, but we need to kind of make sure that we attend tomorrow's meeting at 9 o'clock, the Board of Supervisors meeting. It's very important for them to attend, you know, because, as you know, tomorrow's the day where they're going to be interviewing two people, Eric McGreeny and John Green, for sheriff. And anybody who supported John Green, I recommend for them to attend the meeting and to be there to support him, because we want someone who's going to be, you know, defending our Constitution and also for our Second Amendment. And, you know, so it's very important for everybody to attend.
I think it is. I think people need to be there. It was going to be Eric McGreeny. You know, it's kind of like he was set for that. But then John Green, who in the last election, I think, got 48% of the vote. So
absolutely. So, yeah.
I think this is going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow.
Oh, gosh, yeah, we need to make sure we fight for this one, because, we're losing the fight everywhere, and we cannot just stand by and let this happen anymore. We need to take action, so I recommend everybody to attend.
Okay, so. Thanks a lot, Dolores. You know what, we can't forget that so many things are going on in the in our city council and at the Board of Supervisors that impacts on our life. I see, you know, like tonight, and I'm sure they're going to call in at 8 o'clock, but tonight at the Patriot meeting, Joe Comente is going to go there, and he's going to explain to everybody there about a Measure A. And it's not going to be a, what can I say? It's not going to be a welcoming audience. Part of it, at least, won't be. Because a lot of people believe that our government is, finds ways of messing with us, to take advantage of us, that these are people, you know, sometimes we forget that these are people that are our neighbors and all this, that there's some kind of hidden agenda for a tax measure like this. Now, I will admit there's other tax measures out there that have gone out that when you're talking general fund, you have to really think about where's that money going to go, especially under the guise of unfunded liabilities. But Measure A, and I've read a lot of Measure A, I've talked to Joe Comente, I've talked to other people against it, and I am still trying to figure out why people think that the funds will not be used in just the way they say. This is a specific tax. It takes two-thirds of the citizens of our community to approve it, and the money can't be used anywhere else. And by law, other monies that was already being, okay, you know, they want to build a 300 or 400 person jail. Okay. The money from the tax will go there, but the money that's already being used, $12 to $15 million a year to keep the other jail, is not going to be taken out and put into something else. That, by law, has to stay the way it was. All of this new money is going to go to build the new jail, bring in more prosecutors, more public defenders, probation help, and more law enforcement for City of Reading, the City of Anderson, and the City of Shasta Lake. I'm not sure, and when I listen to people saying this, oh, no, they're not going to use the money that way. Well, they've got to use the money that way. And nobody has shown me that that they can use it in a different way. Frankly, I voted against anything that said it goes into the general budget.
That's the thing. I think a lot of people think it's going in the general fund. It's not.
And this is not a city. This is not a city tax. This is a countywide tax. I guess I just need to have somebody come in again, maybe Nick or somebody that's against this, and try to explain to me how this money is not going to go for where it says it's going to go. We go back into the fact is, why would our neighbors who've run for office, who are directly impacted by this, cheat and lie to us? And when you look at the city council, every time we get a new city council, the same things are said. Oh no, they're going to, they're lying to us, and they may make decisions you don't like. I mean, let's just talk about the soccer field and then the park tax, you know, that impact on everybody. Don't like it. Don't think I wouldn't have supported it, but I don't look at them as saying, thinking that, oh, they're out there to screw us. I mean, how are they making money? I mean, are they going to make money off this? No. No, they're not. The only thing that I see is, especially with Measure A, is moving, taking care of all of these problems we have, all the petty theft, all the things that are happening out in the public property, all the car thefts, all of this. And you can take people and hold them accountable and start getting them treatment. I don't understand why so many people are against this. It's 1 cent. I'm willing to pay that. I know there are groups of people that are against this. But I think we need to really take a look at this tax, look at Measure A, and see what it will do for our community in a positive sense. Now, here's my challenge. If you've got an idea that's better, that can be done, bring it up. You know, they said, oh, we just need the jail only. No, if you just have the jail only, the jail is filled with people. If you don't have the prosecutors to bring them to court, the courtrooms and the public defenders, then what have you done? You're going to have to turn them loose. Anyway, It's a symbiotic relationship in the law enforcement. And people tell me that we have enough policemen already. No. No, we don't. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Shasta College.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Partisan fireworks at this morning's House Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing with repeated tussles over parliamentary rules. The man with the gavel, committee chair, Democrat Gerald Nadler, sparring with Republicans on the committee.
The gentleman may proceed. So I appeal the ruling of the chair.
That is not a ruling.
There was a ruling on a point of order. It's appealable.
It's subject to a vote.
That is a rule.
Subject to a vote.
And that's a rule.
Among other things, the Republicans would like to schedule a day of minority hearings. They first made that request a couple of weeks ago, but it has so far gone unanswered. Meanwhile, the White House refutes the Democrats' conclusion that President Trump had acted improperly toward Ukraine.
As the House Judiciary Committee held another impeachment hearing, White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham posted what she called five indisputable facts, including no evidence of wrongdoing by President Trump, Ukraine's declaration that there was no pressure, and no obstruction whatsoever. The president also spoke out. In a two-word tweet, he wrote, "Witch hunt." Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Justice Department's Inspector General is about to release his report on the Russia investigation, that long-awaited report, expected in a few hours. The Saudi gunman who killed three people at the Pensacola Naval Base last week apparently went on Twitter shortly before the shooting, criticizing U.S. support of Israel and accusing America of being anti-Muslim. That's according to a U.S. official. The FBI says at this point it assumes the attack was an act of terrorism. North Korea has gone back to calling President Trump names, calling him a heedless and erratic old man, after he tweeted that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would not want to abandon a special relationship between the two leaders, affect the American presidential election by resuming hostile acts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Good morning, America.
Or is it? If you're one of the millions of Americans who did not sleep well last night, it's probably a pretty average morning.
But listen up, you sleep-deprived people. There's good news. A breakthrough sleep solution called Pronto Sleep.
And when we say pronto, we mean pronto. Pronto Sleep gently opens your nose to focus breathing and help you relax and fall asleep. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of four pure essential oils to help you stay asleep naturally.
And then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Too easy, eh?
And in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep, and 74% found it helped them stay asleep. So make every morning a
good morning, America.
With Pronto Sleep, available now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com.
Pronto Sleep from RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
France remains crippled by a nationwide strike called by labor unions, upset with French President Macron's plan to overhaul the country's pension system. BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris says capital, especially hard hit.
Last Thursday, when the transport strike started, commuters made arrangements and the disruption was not as bad as had been feared. Today it's different. With most trains, buses and metro services down, people have taken to their cars to get to work in Paris, and traffic around the capital is exceptionally heavy, not helped by winds and rain. The government is to set out its pension reform plan in detail on Wednesday. Before that, tomorrow, unions plan another day of protest marches and demonstrations and are promising to keep up the pressure as long as is needed.
A volcano on New Zealand Island erupted today. A towering blast of ash and scalding steam as tourists were exploring the surface. Five people killed, perhaps two dozen others missing. News and analysis at townhall.com. A high-stakes showdown brewing today between T-Mobile and state attorneys general. States trying to block the phone provider's bid to acquire Sprint. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
T-Mobile is ready to square off in court against 14 state attorneys general. The telecommunications giant, which is looking to get even bigger, needs to convince a federal judge that the $26.5 billion deal should go forward, despite the states objecting to losing one of the four big mobile service providers. They worry that consumers would wind up paying more because of the lack of competition. T-Mobile already has the regulatory approvals it needs and promised to create a brand new mobile carrier with satellite TV company Dish. The trial is expected to last several weeks in New York's U.S. District Court. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and it's the 9th of December. What is that? 15 more shopping days till, 16 more shopping days till
Christmas. Doesn't count.
Christmas counts. Christmas always counts.
Does not count.
News at 8:05 in the morning. Our news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Sue, what's it look like for our weather?
The weather for today, sunny skies and a high of 60 as overnight lows drop down to 38 with partly cloudy skies. Now tomorrow, increasing clouds and a chance of showers. This will continue at least through Friday. Now tomorrow, high 55, a low of 41, 56 for Wednesday with a low of 44, 56 for Thursday as well as lows drop down to 46 overnight. Then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Friday and Saturday, a chance of showers and a high of 58 with a low of 44 for Friday night, 54 for Saturday with a low of 38. And then for next Sunday, sunny with a high of 53. It's mostly clear in downtown Reading. Red Bluff is currently 45 degrees, 44 in Anderson, 36 in the city of Shasta Lake and 39 degrees in downtown Reading. And this morning, if you are traveling on Deschutes Road, expect a delay. PG&E crews are working to restore power to at least three homes. A car hit two power poles, knocking out power to over 700 residents last night. It happened right after 10. Now, if you are traveling pretty much towards the coast, 299 west, 299 east, 44, 36. They do have snowplows working in the area. The road is open between Reading and the Oregon border. We do have snowplows close to Mount Shasta. That's near Interstate 5. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends because they always get the propane out there where it belongs. Just got a report here on chat that Deschutes Road this morning are maybe a little slow because PG&E crews are working to restore power to three homes after over 700 customers were without power after a vehicle struck two power poles. Did you see that anywhere? Okay. Did you say that already and I just missed it?
I just did.
You just did.
I just did.
I was getting phone calls in there. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. It's Monday.
It is Monday. You know, you think of the word Monday, though. It's like mundane. And then you think of the word Sunday, you know. But Monday. Anyway, yeah, tonight at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless, we are going to have Joe Comenti in. And I know you were just discussing a lot of that. We're going to have Joe in. He's going to be answering questions. And the forum that we use isn't passing him 3x5 cards or the folks he's with. We let you ask your question. It has to be respectful and pithy, but we definitely let you ask your question. But I did want to just bring up a couple things from your last little segment there. One is I don't think it's so much that people don't think the money would go where it's said to go in this tax. I think it's that people want to know where the money's going that they're sending and they're getting now. I think that every time we mention a forensic audit, the Board of Supervisors in the county freezes. And I also think that basically if you have $1.5 million left in probation every year, why not use that for something else, as Sheriff Pasenko said 2 years ago. Second thing is that they talk about the oversight of the Citizens Committee. And I mentioned one time it's a sham. And here's why I think it is. That's because they have no teeth to change anything. And why would we have to have an oversight committee, Carl, if this is already locked in concrete? If it has to or it has to go to, what would you oversee? And thirdly, on police, we'll never have enough police. The first time that I ever went to a neighborhood watch meeting was 1976, and we didn't have enough police then, and we don't now. And legally, according to the United States Code and the Penal Code, police have they do not have to protect you. You can't sue them if they don't protect you. They have no legal obligation. And my reference will be the Penal Code and also the California Code and the United States Code. Mark Baird can call in and give you the side of that on how that works. We need to learn to protect ourselves. So I think that's some questions people have. I don't think it's a matter of anything else. Where's the money they're getting going now?
Here's a question that just came in. Are they going to video it for Facebook?
Well, I don't know if we're going to do that or not. I'd like to do it, but I don't think we're going to be able to do it because I'm not sure. I think we're going to try to do it. It'd be on the Patriot page. If I'm allowed to, I'll call in a little bit later and give you whether that's going to be done or not.
At the end of the show here.
Okay, that'd be good.
I hope that they answer it. You know, should we have zero-based budgeting? Yes. Should we have an audit to see where all the money's gone? Yes. However, and as far as a committee overseeing anything, you're right. There is no.
Why would you have to have it?
Well, you know what? The thing is again, putting in a committee that's no cost to anybody to so that if something it does seem amiss, if everything they say isn't going to happen, that they're there to talk
but
about it.
But they can't legally. You said it. They can't.
No, I'm saying is that they can, but they do have the court of public opinion. And the other thing, too, is that, no, the police are never, by the Supreme Court, the police can't be sued for not protecting
us. That's
right.
But
it doesn't mean that having more police out there doesn't have an intimidation effect and the fact they can pick up more people
to put in
the new jail.
I think you're right about that. But I'm not saying that. I'm saying we will never have enough police.
No,
if
we did, there would be too many police.
The whole point is that we need to find out where the money's going, and that seems to be avoided. Every time that we ask that question, that's the question people want answered.
Well,
where's the money we're getting going now?
Well,
that's the question.
And that's a legitimate question, and that's for another show. So thanks a lot, Jay. And that's tonight at 6 p.m., Joe Comente.
2570 South Bonnie View Road. Come and ask your questions, everybody.
At a church that shall remain nameless.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry. Okay. And Terry brings up good points. However, going back to the Measure A, is take a look at what it says. Now, is all the money that's being collected by this county going to the right spots? You know, should there be a audit? Of course. And should there be a zero-based budgeting? In my opinion, there should be that every year that each department in the county and the city comes up and says why their budget should be this way and not just roll it over. Okay. But I'm here at Shasta College. It's the time of the month where we have Shasta College here. And I just want to I already did a little shout-out. I'm going to do another shout-out to Peter Griggs, who was in the rainstorm. And because I wasn't sure I could get there to the Shasta College to pick up my tree because I've been stacked that day. And I finally just told people, no, I've got to go get the tree. And Peter was standing out in the rain with me as we found the tree. It was the – you know what? I don't know. How many of your trees, were there any left? I mean, with it raining that hard, and everybody knows how hard it was raining, we were getting flooding here. They were lined up to come in here.
You know, we had a great showing this weekend at our Country Christmas Fair, and thanks to everybody who came out to support the students. All of those proceeds, of course, go right back to the ag program. So it's a huge benefit to the students out there. Do we have trees left? You know, I can't answer that question for you right now.
You always have a tree or two left.
We always do. So
those Charlie Brown trees.
But you're right. It was definitely packed out there.
Oh, my gosh. They're lined up there.
Well, you know, the nice part about the farm is it's covered. And so you come out there and you're looking for trees and you're really pretty sheltered from the rain.
You are looking for the trees. Where I parked, I stepped out You know, I always wear Dockers. And I stepped into I got out of the truck and it just went over my shoe, which was okay. Anyway, the kids did a great job out there. And this happens every year.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And it lasts for 2 weekends.
Well, it lasts until the trees are all gone.
Okay, so will it go again this next weekend, you think?
If we continue to have trees, then yes.
Okay. And where do the trees come from?
You know, we have a couple of different places that we do get them from, both locally and then up in Oregon.
Good. You know, and here's some things that people don't know is they think, oh, we're cutting down these trees. Well, we are, but the trees come from Christmas tree farms. They're grown for this. You're not taking out the redwood trees or anything like this. They're grown for this. The trees have done a lot for sucking in the carbon and all this, but they've got a continuous growth of trees going. So each year when they cut them, and if you can get one from the locally or close to us, I mean, North Carolina is one of the largest places for Christmas trees, but we didn't do that. We used the ones close to home or here, right here in town.
That's correct. And, you know, these trees are fresh. They're freshly cut. So when you come, you know, they're going to last for your entire season.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun time for the whole family. You know, you and I saw a lot of families out there. We've got hot cocoa. You know, the kids get to enjoy the petting zoo. We've got some goats out there and a rabbit. So things like that. So it's a great time.
It's a great time. And so it may be open again this weekend. And maybe by the end of the show we can find out about that. And if not, you just give me a call. And I'll tell them that, hey, there's still trees out there.
That sounds great. And just to clarify, the Christmas tree sale will be going on. But the fair, of course, was only the one weekend.
Right, one weekend. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks. Hey, I'm here with Brian Hamilton, who is the head of the football program here in Shasta College. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back and start talking how this has grown, how they've stepped up, how we're playing bowl games now, and all those things. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated. They're your friends and neighbors that are there, highly professional. They want you to come in and find out the kind of support they can give you. Cornerstone Community Bank wants you to experience how they move dreams forward, local dreams forward. Of course, they're located at 192 Hartnell Street Avenue in the Rayleigh Shopping Center and at 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, right next, well, just one block south of Jack's Grill. Cornerstone Community Bank, doing so much for our community. We'll be right back with Brian Hamilton, head football coach of the Shasta College football team.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's Lady Bott and the Bluebirds December 19th at Wind River Resort and Casino inside Elements Lounge. Join me along with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Mike Costa on drums, and Lou White on sax, flute, and clarinet. Enjoy an evening with your favorite Christmas music along with jazz classics.
That's 6 to 9 p.m. in Elements Lounge. For reservations, call 243-3377.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kubler's Furniture on Churn Creek.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Thunder, thunder.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It is 8:21 here on the 9th of December, 2019. About 47 degrees out there. It looks like it's going to be a really nice day. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. They've got great service, of course, but they also have some great deals for our people out there. Military, first responders, our seniors, great deals, but you're going to have to give them a call at 241-3474, 241-DISH, and they'll be more than happy to explain every program they have out there. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local veteran-owned business, BNT Satellite. Again, 241-3474, 241-DISH. I'm here with Brian Hamilton, who's the head football coach out there at Shasta College, and a lot of things have been happening out there, and a lot of new things are happening.
Yeah, it's good to be here this morning, Carl, again. We've spent our second time or third time, and, it's been a great we're wrapping up a great year, great season, and we're excited about the future, but, cherishing the past as far as this last year. We have our banquet tomorrow night where we'll be our last organized event with this group that we just finished with, and we're excited about what we did, and we're excited about the future of Shasta College football.
Well, tell us about the bowl game.
Well, we had in order to get to a bowl game, you have to do well in the regular season, and we did that, finishing 7-3, which mm-hmm. was a nice improvement from the year prior, which was a 2-8 year.
So I would say that's a real good year.
Yeah, we did it. It was a nice year, and I know we'll talk about that maybe in a little bit here, but it was a great year. 4-1 at home, playing some of the best teams in California, and so we were invited to play San Francisco City College down there at their place. San Francisco City College is historically one of the best programs in the nation. O.J. Simpson played there. They have guys going, I don't know if he's a good – back when he was a good guy.
You know what? No matter what O.J. Simpson is now, at one point this guy was the one, if not the best football player and the best ball carrier, yes, running backs out there.
Yeah.
What he turned into afterwards is a shame.
Sure.
And I still think he walked away with it without being punished. That's just mine. But the program that gives you an idea of the strength of the San Francisco
historically one of the best programs in the nation. So we went down there, and we actually in the game prior to that, the last game of the season, we had lost our starting quarterback, so we took a backup quarterback in the game and went down there, and they were giving up about 16 points a game, and And we ended up losing in overtime 45-54 or something. No, 45-53 or something like that. And
you gave them everything they wanted.
Well, you know, it was 45-37 with about a minute to go, and they had the ball at midfield, 4th and 22. So if they don't pick it up, game's over. And 4th and 22 is the percentages of picking that up are real, real slim.
Yeah.
And they, to their credit, they made a play and picked up the 4th and 22, which extended the game, and then they scored a touchdown on that drive. Got the 2-point conversion, which sent the game into overtime, and we lost a really tough one in overtime. So it was a heartbreaking loss, but it was also, I think, a validation of where we are as a program to take a team on the road, backup quarterback, who, by the way, played very well for us in that game, and to take a team historically, one of the top teams in the nation, to overtime at their home field, just as a great validation for where Shasta College is right now, and a great way to wrap up a year that was, exciting for me as my first year as a head football coach, exciting for the community. And
how do you take a 2-8 team? Is that right? 2-8?
That's correct. The year before, yeah.
And come out to be an 8-2 team.
Well, we were 7-3. But, 7-3. Would have loved to have got that 8-1. That means they wouldn't got that 4th and 22. But anyways, you know, the bottom line is Coach Craig Thompson has been there for many years prior to that, set a great foundation for success. And I know the year prior, we had just moved up from American Division, and we can talk about that later, but what that means. But from the American Division into the National Division, which competition, the size of schools, the type of play you're playing against is it's just a focus of – it's like moving from, Division II to Division I in NCAA. So Craig Thompson did a nice job of setting up a great foundation. We had a good group coming back, and then when I was able to take over in March, we just – kept the train moving, maybe ramped it up a little bit, and our players played extremely well. We had a great brotherhood, and that's so important in team sports. These guys, I'm doing exit meetings right now with all of our players, and so I sit down with each player after the season, and we have over, close to 100 guys, and I talk to them. What did you feel, and good things, bad things.
You have 100 football players?
Yeah, well, then we started the season with 105. So, I had a chance to talk to these guys, and one of the things they had mentioned was
105 football players at Shasta College?
Yes. Yeah.
How big is Shasta College, Peter?
Well, we have about 7,500 FTS, but about 12,000 headcount.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Full-time students, 7,500. I had no idea it was that big. And we've been together now for, what, 2 or 3 years? For some reason, I was thinking 2,000 or something.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh,
No.
So you have 105 players, and where do they come from?
Well, and to finish the thought there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, but I just wanted to get this out there, that the thing they said that they cherished the most about our team was that we had a brotherhood, that we had a family atmosphere, and that's something that as a head coach that I've really concentrated on in our staff, on creating a culture that embraces guys from all over the different country, all over the country, and making them feel like they're part of something special. And that allows us to go out and compete against the San Franciscos, which has close to 100,000 people attending that school. It's the largest school, one of the largest schools in the nation. Well, so, that to me is incredibly important. So it was great as a head coach to hear that. Now, where do our guys come from?
Well, let me comment on this
one.
A band of brothers.
Absolutely.
The thing is, the other guy's got your back. And that's really important because you may not get along with, your brother, but when you're in the fray, you all are together in this. And together they perform at a different level than their skill sets, as you've proven it this year.
Well, and it's important that our guys lead from the front, not from the back,
Yeah,
and I'll give you a story about that. You'll like this. I'm usually one of the last ones to leave, obviously, at night. So we get done with practice, and maybe we finish up my paperwork and stuff like that. So I usually get out of there around 7:30, 8 o'clock at night or whatever. And the players, they get done, quite a bit earlier than that. So most of the players are gone at that time. And I walked into the locker room, and two of our captains, not two of our rookies, not two of our red shirts, not two of our guys that, are the low man on the totem pole, but two of our captains were the last ones in the locker room, sweeping the locker room, making sure the locker room had no tape on the floor, making sure that each thing was dialed in. And those were two of our captains, and so I knew right then that we had something special and that the leadership amongst our players was special, and that translated to us having great success on the football field,
Think so. Now, tell me about this new division. You were in the American Division, and now you're in the National Division. Is this what's the difference? Well, what's the difference in the division size or what?
Yeah, basically it's comparative equity. I mean, it's equity in how your, you know, competitiveness. And so what they do is they take the teams that have been most successful, teams that have won more games and have a percentage of winning, not just in 1 year, but over a long term. Mm-hmm. And they try to pair them up into divisions or put them in divisions that allow them to be more equitable in competition. So the National Division is your top teams in the state. Mm-hmm. And your American Division are the teams that predominantly are, I wouldn't say smaller schools, because when we were in the American Division, we were playing teams like Merced and, you know, I mean, teams that had many more players than we did, but for whatever reason, they hadn't been as successful in the National Division. And so mm-hmm. instead of allowing them to stay up there and not really showcase that division as the top division, they move you down. Mm-hmm. And so years ago, we found ourselves in the American Division, and we were in a situation where we could either stay in that division or we could continue to work hard and try to win games, and that's what we did. And we ended up winning the American Division, you know, winning the bowl game there. And so then the 3CAA, which is our governing body, moved us up because we had dominated the American Division and moved us up last year into the National Division, where we're playing teams that are, you know, the player,
100,000.
Well, the caliber of player, and it's not just the caliber of player, it's the, you know, how many on staff, it's support of the school as well, and it's you know, the focus on, well, like I said, we had 105 players. Well, a lot of American Division teams have 40 players, 45 players. Just mm-hmm. it's just a different deal. I mean, you're playing against some of the best in schools that have a very focused and articulated mission statement on being great. And so we're in that division now. And in our first year, we didn't have a roster to really that could compete at that level. Our guys played hard and we worked our tails off, but we just didn't have the roster of talent and the numbers and the depth. So we worked really hard this offseason, last offseason going into this season. We changed some things, and we were able to go out and go 4-1 at home, 7-3 overall, and then play a historically great team in a bowl game and take them down to the wire.
That's great. I mean, that is. I mean, I want to we need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about that. Okay, they're great football players, but they're also, they have scholastic things, and they have scholastic measures they have to meet, unlike other people who are not in athletics, who can, you know, can scrimp by on C's, C-minuses, D-pluses, as long as they pass. It's different, of course, when you're an athlete. You've got a lot of other things, too. Here is two-year colleges, what happens to the students afterwards? I mean, as everybody knows, I think everybody knows, Aaron Rodgers started off at a two-year college, and he's now the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. So I want to talk about that, you know, when you recruit them on their future also. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air has been in the business over a quarter of a century. I can't think of anybody else I would recommend to work on your heating or cooling systems than Alliance Heating and Air. It's a better-known business. They provide great service. They've been voted best in the North State. And I tell you what, if you've got a 1 o'clock appointment, Alliance Heating and Air believes in being not just on time, but maybe a couple minutes early. And if for some reason they're going to be a few minutes late, you get a phone call that says, hey, I'm running 10 minutes late. Just to let you know, so you're not hanging around. And a lot of times you get this, oh, we'll be there between 12 and 4. Well, I don't like that. So, but when they tell me they're going to be someplace and they're there, that's Alliance Heating and Air for you. Give them a call, 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back with Brian Hamilton from Shasta College, head football coach out there.
Your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn wiper blades. at Premier Oil Change. When you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $11.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop off your car or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. We are here. It's a Monday, and it's tough. It's the 9th of December. It's not tough, but, you know, it's one of those things that this weekend I got my Christmas tree, as everybody knows. And, by the way, there's no Christmas trees left out at Shasta College, so they're not going to sell them. You know, we're gone. They're
totally sold
out. You get it in the first 2 weeks, or that's it. But what a great selection of trees you had. And then teaching a class on I did the requalifications on people's concealed carry, and it was I had 10 people in my class, and the people are just great. The people are great, and some of them haven't fired their guns, but now you have to qualify every pistol on your CCW license. So we have people during our time frame that they're going to be shooting 4 or 5 guns. So we have to keep circulating them through and keep the other people who are trying to qualify, keep them moving. But everybody is safe. They seem pretty happy at the end of it. So it's a big thing for that because you have to be able to defend yourself. We have to take responsibility for our own safety. It has nothing to do with our class here except our show here except – that this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil. You know, this is an organization that's been in the business 52 years right here in Reading, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. They deliver oil during and gas and fuel and diesel everywhere, over in 12 western states. They always are looking for good drivers, but they also have something called the CDP, the fuel
card that's good in over 60,000 places. And every time we travel, we grab that card. And I've stopped in places in the middle of nowhere. And that's the only one they take. I've stopped in big cities. I've stopped in small cities. This is a card that works. And every month I get a report showing who's used the card, our cards, how much it was, you know, the totals and everything. It's great. SST Oil. Give them a call. 241-1167. I'm here with Brian Hamilton, who's the head football coach out at Shasta College. They moved up into a bigger, tougher division this year. Their record was 7-3, but they also had a bowl game. Now, this is based not just on the size of schools, but their winning percentages. And I read something about a school that it was just killing everybody in their division. You know, scores like 60-0 and things like this. And they were talking about trying to get them into a different division, not here on in the West Coast, but back on the East Coast. Well, you moved up into a division that, and you played in a bowl game. Even though we have 7,500 students at Shasta College, they have 100,000. So there's more people to draw to. Now, on a team that plays for 2 years, so you've got them for 2 years, it's not like you can take somebody and say, okay, I know this guy, by the time he's a junior, he's going to work his way into my starting lineup, or a senior, I've got a spot for him, but this is going to take him this long. You've got to take somebody that first year and either try to figure out how you can play him, or is he going to be there for the next year? That must be tough.
It is, and so you better be, good with your plan and have a plan for each player. So we know when a young man comes into our school and especially a young man from out of the area, he's not living at home here in Shasta County or close. You got a young man from, you know, a different part of the state or maybe from out of the area. They come in, they got to learn how to balance full-time football, full-time academics. They're away from home from the first time. They don't have mom and dad's cooking. They don't, you know, they've probably got a girlfriend back home that they're missing. And so you've got a lot of factors coming in that you have to navigate. So we try to do our best with that. And that's, you know, one is we're very clear about our plan. Number two is there's a great support system at Shasta College. We have academic advisors that help our athletes. We have coaches that care. The school supports a large staff as far as our football staff. So now it's not me trying to, you know, look after 100 guys. It's me and 12 coaches, you know, trying to look after guys. Mm-hmm. So we can kind of narrow it down and make sure that they're good, not just on a football field, but they're good in the classroom. They're good, with their emotions and with how they're feeling and all these things. So in order to be good on the football field, we got to do a lot of little things right. And I always preach that. We got to do a lot of all the little things right so that the big things take care of themselves. And the little things is making sure that when those guys get on campus, they feel like they're part of a family. And if I say that we're trying to create a culture of family, that means we care about them more than just what happens on Saturdays. And, I'm big on that as a head coach. But you're absolutely right. You know, you get people from all over the country, all over the state, different socioeconomics, everything different. And we got to bring them in a very short period of time. We got to have them working as a cohesive group.
It's called boot camp. that's essentially said, well, how do we bring people together from all different races, socioeconomic, all this? I said, send them to boot camp because everybody is taken to one level.
You know,
and then you're trained to work together.
And that's what I love about football. I said this, I tweeted this out a couple years ago, and it got retweeted quite a bit. But that's what I love about the huddle. I loved it as a player, and I love it as a coach, is that once we get into that huddle, we don't care where you come from, what your race is, how much money your parents make. We don't care about anything. What we do is we collectively are willing to sacrifice to move a little piece of leather forward. And if we could, you know, if we could maybe get Washington to work that way and some other places.
Don't even get me started.
I won't. But if we could take what happens in a huddle and actually apply it to different aspects of our society, where, again, we don't care what your race is. We don't care where you come from. We don't care, you know, what – anything other than collectively working together.
Can you move that little piece of leather forward?
Forward. We're trying to move something forward. And you look at, like, the offensive linemen, the greatest people in the world. Their sole purpose on the football field is to ensure the success of others. That's it. That's what they do. They risk their bodies. They risk their knees. They risk everything so that other people can have success.
You know, we had Ryan O'Callaghan in here. He has been in this station like 3 or 4 times because different people interviewing him, including myself. And it was really funny. I said, you know, the offensive lineman. He says, yeah, but, you know, we've got to know all these things and all that. And I said, what about the defense? Oh, see ball, get ball. It was hilarious. We got some guy 6'8" telling you this. But a lot of these young athletes, they come here to you for a specific reason, for you to move them forward. What about moving them on then to four-year colleges?
And it's an important aspect of junior college football and community college football is that not only are we in recruiting, meaning we're bringing people into the college that fit our culture and we think will help make us better, is that we need to make them better and also out recruit them, meaning we're getting them out. And so that's
like sending films out.
Yes, exactly. So we have a network of things we do that promote our athletes. Matter of fact, when I leave this meeting, I will go to the college and I'll meet with a four-year university coach who's on campus to meet with our guys. Mm-hmm. And so we are always sending film out, but it's not just film. It's academic transcripts, transferable classes. I mean, there's a lot of things that these young men have to, the criteria in order to make themselves eligible to get out. We have to make sure we're partnering with them to make sure, but it's pretty complicated, but that's our jobs. And so we want to make sure that when guys come to play at Shasta College, they know that if they desire to move on and play at the four-year level, it may not be, these teams you see, LSU and things like that. It might be, a school back in Kansas that it doesn't matter to us. It could be
Montana State.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
Yeah.
They're getting a ride out there at the four-year university.
Our job is to prepare them in a lot of different ways, football, but that's just a small part of it. Football, academics, emotional, all these things to allow them to have success when they move on.
Okay, we got to take a break. The last two things I really want to talk about is when you're recruiting, you got local, and you got out of area, and how that's different. And then I want to talk about the 20th annual athletic celebrity auction coming up.
I think it's been going on longer than 20, but we do have it. We have our actual celebrity auction coming up in March. And that's
March 20th.
Yes,
It's March 20th.
It's been going on. They've had some great people speak at this thing over the years. So, yeah, we have that coming up.
I want to talk about that when we get back, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. As you've seen, the Attorney General of California is trying to put a moratorium on all the insurance companies to stop canceling the insurance for our people up in our region. It's happened to several families here in town, and they call me, what do you think? I said, call Judy Maxwell at 221-0441. She is an absolute wizard in finding fire insurance for your house. I mean, these are homes in Reading, not on the fringe of Reading, but in Reading. They had their insurance canceled because another house caught on fire after the car fire. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping peoples and families, seniors and business owners, and especially veterans since 1993. We'll be right back with Brian Hamilton, head football coach at Shasta College.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Grandpa from the As Seen on TV store, and I want to make shopping great again this Christmas. I purchased a truckload of merchandise. Infrared air fryers, regular $184, now $29.95. Limit two to a customer. Now that really is a bargain. Come in the store, receive a free gift just for walking in. As Seen on TV store, right next to Kugler's Furniture on Turnpike.
Shining Care presents a free monthly lunch and learn to prepare the community for aging life. Expert speakers present helpful topics for safety and wellness. Topics include care plan options and elder abuse prevention. This month's highlighted topic will be nursing home discharges. What to know before you go, presented by Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Be informed and enjoy lunch provided by Hilltop Estates, December 11th from noon to 1:30 at Redwood Park Community Room. For more information or to RSVP, visit shiningcare.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 8:50 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop have been with us the whole 10 years. A veteran-owned business that gives just outstanding haircuts. The only place I've had my haircut for like 12 years. It's hard to, you know, I've gone through different barbers, but they've got the same in there now. It's man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, I'm here with Brian Hamilton. He's the head football coach out of Shasta. They've had a great year this past year. They not only 7-3, but then got into a bowl game down in San Francisco. Took them to overtime, one of the premier community college teams in the United States, San Francisco. And but you all with a backup quarterback,
which again
goes back to your band of brothers out there that they're supporting each other.
Yeah, sure.
Now, you've got you're recruiting, of course. And so when you think of community colleges recruiting, at least you used to think this, you know, they're looking at the local guys around there, maybe from the county or something. But that's not the way it is anymore.
Well, it's a mix. We definitely want to cater to our, you know, we believe in the term community college, and we want to cater to those athletes. By the same token, being in a pretty small area compared to other teams we're playing, we definitely got to get out of the area and find some athletes. And we're finding that it's hard to keep up with the amount of interest in our program nationally from athletes that want to be here. So that's a good problem to have.
That's a good problem
to
have.
Yeah. My recruiting list right now, we have it's all computer, as you know, generated and everything, but there's over 400 athletes listed on there right now that are inquiring to play at Shasta College. So our job as coaches, and we're doing it every day, is to sift through that, find the guys that fit our culture, fit our community, that will help our program and add to our college and our climate at our college. And so that's a task that never goes away.
And provide a way for them to be successful.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the bottom line. And sure. I've always gotten that from you, Brian, is that you want those kids to be a success as men, not just football players, but as men as they move on.
Well, and that's the biggest thing, because at the end of the day, if you know, one is if you're getting the wrong type of person in there and they're not fitting your culture, you're not going to be successful on the field. You might have a good year, but you're not going to have a good program.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always looking for guys that can come in, that we can lead, mentor, and who leave our program more mature and better than when they got there, but also made our program better. So it's a good combo.
I've always wanted to ask this question. Do you have, like, large universities? Let's just say Alabama, LSU, and all these, you know, the ones that if a kid's a great player, he wants to go there. But I'm sure they get all types of really good players. It's not going to be able to be on their team. Did they ever approach you? Did colleges ever approach you and say, hey, this guy's a great player. We can't use him in our program just right now, but we'd like you to take him.
I'll speak for all of junior colleges. That happens through all of the entire state where players that maybe they it's not usually if Alabama, you mentioned Alabama. If Alabama's looking at a player, they can play and they're good enough to play at the 4-year level. They would not be at a junior college.
Right.
But it's usually what happens is their SAT scores or their transferable units coming out of high school didn't match qualifications mm-hmm. to get NCAA. So they're finding a place in junior college to earn their AA degree, which allows them then to transfer. So it's just a partnership of usually educational preparation that allows them then to go on. So that happens at every college, junior college and community colleges. Colleges will say, hey, you know, go to Shasta, go to wherever, because they do a great job of academic support and will allow you then to be able to, in 2 years from now, be back with us.
Yeah, and have a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, that to me just makes sense that they would do something like that. And I was thinking more of, because they have long-range goals too. Okay, where are we going in the next 6, 7, 8 years? But that makes more sense that they don't have the academics to get into a 4-year
That's
college.
That's usually the case.
And so they're going to start at a junior college, community college that has a great football program, but a great record of getting their people graduated.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's important for sure. Okay. If you can't get your guys out, you're not going to get quality people in.
Okay. Let's go to the phones for a second. I think we have an announcement. Okay, Sally.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Terry said you wanted me to call back and let you know that, yes, we are going to attempt to live stream our meeting tonight with Joe Comente about the tax issue. However, last week when I tried to live stream, we had issues with the Internet, so we're going to try to resolve those up front and get that out there. But the most important thing is for people to come so they can ask questions. If they have a question about the tax issue, this is a perfect chance to get their questions answered.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Sal.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. We're here with Brian Hamilton, who is the head football coach of Shasta. Now, you have it on March 20th of next year. You have it's called an athletic celebrity auction. So are you auctioning off celebrities or athletes?
Just or, Peter. We're gonna auction off Peter's skills as a photographer. it's something the college has done for many years. That we've had some greats that come in there, Hall of Fame type people. And basically what it is a way for the community to get together on a social night, but also a night that has a purpose, and the purpose is to support Shasta College athletics. We've taken the approach over the years of not having 1,000 fundraisers. We're always approaching people nonstop. We know how that is for businesses and for people, but there are people that really want to get involved. So we've kind of consolidated everything down to this evening. It's a great community event. They serve dinner. We have people come in and talk. We auction off great things from vacations, to hot tubs, to small things. So it's a great evening. It's been going on for a long time, and it's a way for the community to support the young men and women at Shasta College who are, you know, representing our community in a great way through athletics.
Okay. Going back to recruiting, what do you offer people here besides just what you've told me, which seems like a great reason to come? But there's some other things, too. You have, dorms? And
yeah, so we're one of, I think there's 8 colleges, junior colleges, and community colleges they're called in California.
Right.
But community colleges, there are 8 community colleges, I believe, in California that offer on-campus living through the dorms. So that's a great advantage for us.
Sure.
We also, if you're a California resident, there's a Promise Grant, and that is a tuition. It's a tuition for 2 years now. The governor, it started off as a 1 year. Now it's 2 years, so up to 12 units twice. And that doesn't matter what your socioeconomics are. I mean, if you are
You get free tuition.
That's correct.
For any first-time, full-time student.
I shouldn't say free because it's being paid for someplace.
Yes.
But the student does not have to pay for tuition as long as they're a full-time student and it's their first time.
That's
absolutely
correct.
And what's great about that, too, is it's What's great about that is it's for all students. You don't have to be like, well, do I qualify or not? It's for all students that meet the criteria of first-time college student.
Well, that really helps, too.
Absolutely.
Right. So you've got dorms, you've got that. Brian, thanks a lot for joining us today. So I know it's a little bit early, but how big is the stadium there or the stands? How many people can you stuff into that?
Years ago, one game we had, the estimated crowd was about 5,500, so that was standing room only. So let's say if we have a good crowd, about 5,000.
That's good. We need to continue with this, and as this year comes along, and let you make some predictions here. Okay, the last thing I have to say, because I've only got like 45 seconds left, is the GOAT finished?
What is that? Who's the great? Oh, you're talking about
greatest of all time, Tom Brady.
Oh, I was going to say Montana retired a long time ago.
I know. Well, you will not get an argument with me here. But what about Brady? He's 42 years old, and you know everybody's worried. They're still 10-3.
Yes, he's a great quarterback, and who knows when he's going to be done? But those Niners looked good yesterday.
I tell you what, they're tough. And then Seattle lost. That was
and New Orleans lost to the Niners. So
yeah,
it's a great day to be a Niner fan yesterday.
I wouldn't know.
And they're all standing for the national anthem, which is awesome.
That is awesome with that group.
I'm a fan again.
Okay. Well, you know, and that, believe it or not, made a big difference. Hey, everybody, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall.